Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody. It's been a minute, but I hope this is still your favorite Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, joined by the two regulars. I got Doofsnax and Ven on the show with me. Thank you so much, everybody, for sticking with the show, keeping it in your feeds. We're going to have regular episodes back coming your way from now on. So thank you, everybody, so, so much. But it's been a minute, so let me check in with my two co-hosts here. How has everybody been? How's that off-season been treating you? What you got up recently? Ven, let's start with you. What have you been up to as of recent?
Oh, you know, been working on my new job. They're going to be moving here pretty soon. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Basically doing anything but Unite for quite some time for reasons that I'm sure everybody else has been avoiding the game for.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a bit of a tough time. We'll be talking about that lots in the show. Everybody, don't worry. It's been a season of Pokemon Unite, certainly. Doofsnax, how about you? How have you been the last few weeks? What have you been up to? All that good stuff.
Yeah, doing great. Lots of casting, right? Unite Mike's Mayhem wrapped up. That was sick. You and I have kind of grabbed the reins of Underdunk, which has been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Bringing some extra content on a weekly basis. Of course, Battle Hub has kicked off. So, despite what you would think officially in the official competitive scene, the lull, I think a lot of grassroots organizations are stepping up to try and keep the content train rolling.
Yeah,
sure. And has really been the only bright spot in Unite for the last couple months since Worlds because of Mewtwo, right? So that's been sick. That's been able to get my fix and not be complete doomer mode on everything going on with Unite.
Good. Yeah, I think there's been a lot of really cool grassroots stuff. I mean, Battle Hub took 1 month off post-Worlds, but then they span up and started doing some more events. You and I, obviously, if you're watching on the Unite Mike's channel, you've probably seen quite a bit of our Mayhem content that we put out there, and then so our Invitational series. And yes, if you want to watch a bi-weekly North America tournament, just tune in here every second Thursday. Every second Thursday, we have I guess it's technically North America and Latin America. It's open participants to all of those teams. So if you want to tune in, it does. And to your credit, Doofsnaxer, we've been talking about how grassroots has really been stepping up, and teams have been, like, as of recently, stepping up a bunch too. Like, I feel like for the last couple of months,
sure,
every event that you and I have been a part of, every event I've been seeing, has all been capping, like, in terms of participation. Like, we're hitting tournament registration caps. Mm-hmm. Tournaments are going late, but it's fun. We got a lot of good squads showing up, so it's been cool. Definitely a lot of interest from people wanting to play the game at a competitive level. So that's been really, really cool. That's been something that has been exciting me for sure.
Yeah. I for the record, I don't know if there's an Underdunk this week, or I don't know when is this the next off week or is it next week?
Yeah,
it's
this
the
is
off week.
The off
week.
There
week.
May or may not be one next week because Martine is like extremely sick.
Yeah, Martine is sick, but they did give the reins to another TO named Lorky, who did it.
Oh, okay.
Who did the majority of the work last time. I know Martine still had a hand in it. so I imagine it'll still be there. Martine definitely cares a lot about Underdunk, and I think they want it to keep spinning up rain or shine. So we'll see. But obviously,
if it's running, Unite Mike's is running. We've got it.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. It's been a lot of fun. We've brought in a lot of guest commentators on that one too. So if you want to see, and honestly, the majority of them have been like commentators from other video games. So if you're a fan of like a bunch of other esports and you want to see a cameo, the Underdunk tournaments have been really cool. So tune in, check it out. We've had a few Super Smash Brothers casters. A lot of other Pokemon title casters have joined us too. So it's been pretty sweet. It's been pretty sweet. But yeah, so I mean, off season, obviously Unite Mike's has kept on cruising, casting the game. We've liked it quite a bit. But then you were obviously working with LG all last year, and you wanted to talk a little bit here at the start of the show of what your plans are going forward. Sort of just, yeah, what's your game plan with Unite and all that kind of content stuff, everything like that going forward.
So I mean, like, Overlord's talked about it a little bit too, about like his future, and I think a couple of the other LG boys have. I will not be continuing with LG next year. My contract was 2 years, but I'm choosing to cut it off early.
Okay.
I just, the esports atmosphere I figured out wasn't entirely for me, like, at least from the team side. And that's okay, right? And I want to focus on like furthering my career and having more energy to put into the things that I care a ton about, right? So you'll probably find me a little bit less on the community organizing side as well, probably just a little bit less in general. I will be there for every single UCS day. I'll be there every single week of the podcast. But as far as like going knee deep in the competitive side goes, I just don't got the energy for it anymore.
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad that you are finding yourself in a comfortable position though, and that you still want to be involved in the community. That's really cool. We'll definitely value your insights going forward on the show, obviously, as we have up until this point. So I'm really excited. I mean, Overdunk is going to be continuing as well. I did want to say, I guess apologies to those of you. We sort of went on hiatus without announcing we were going on hiatus for the podcast. But as a small personal thing I'm super excited about, a lot of podcasts don't make it back from that. So I'm really happy that we're still continuing and we're bouncing back. We're still doing the show. As long as people are enjoying it and enjoying Competitive Unite, I think Overdunk's going to be a place to be. But we, going forward, we're going to keep doing the show, talking about all the latest news, all the latest competitive results that we can. We might do some team interviews and stuff like that upcoming too. But yeah, we'll get into that very soon. So that's all exciting news, I think. That's all. Yes, go ahead.
I need to interject.
Sure.
One incredibly corny piece of life advice that I know I'm older than most people out there. So let me give you a little tidbit here. Okay. And it piggybacks off what Ven said very well. In life, it's important to find the things you like to do, but it's also important to find the things that you don't like to do or don't enjoy. And you only find those things out by trying new things or pursuing something further than you thought you might, just so you can say, okay, I gave that a shot and it's not for me. And I'm not saying that's the situation with Ven, but that just, you know, Ven saying that made me think of this other thing that I think is a good piece of tidbit information to throw out there for everybody that is maybe hesitant to try something out. It's okay to try something out and fail. It's okay to try something out and not like it. Important thing is that you're trying things to find out the things that you're truly passionate about. Okay, moving on with regular Underdunk and Pokemon Unite stuff.
Wisdom of Dad Snacks. Also, I knew this was going to happen. You called it Underdunk. I knew as soon as we signed up to cast this tournament, I knew we were going to start calling this podcast Underdunk.
Oh, did I just do that?
Yeah, you did.
The official Underdunk podcast.
Listen, Zoinks, I tried something new and I didn't like it and I won't be doing it anymore. There you go.
Okay, good. Good. I love the application of the advice. Ooh. Bang. Okay, actually, before we get into any more general news, we just got that guy 146366, very impressive username, just put in our Twitch chat saying that, what do you guys think the Nouns roster is? And I think that's kind of front and center of competitive news right now. Nouns Esports making a Who's That Pokemon tweet. We see these every now and then with team roster. It's right there. It's an easy roster announcement. I'm kind of a fan. And we have the three silhouettes. Now, Doomsnacks, you already have done some analysis on Twitter. Now, who do you think it's going to be?
I'm currently on, if you're looking at the silhouette left to right, Adesu, Blaine, Bruv.
Okay. So that actually, I think, is line for line for me. I actually didn't think the right hand side was gonna be Bruv. I thought it was Geese. But due to Bruv retweeting it with like eye emojis and everything, it really makes me lean into thinking that it is in fact Bruv. So I'm not too sure, but I do think Adesu. Blaine is, if you've met Blaine in person, they fit that silhouette. They are extremely tall.
Here's what threw it. Like, originally I thought it was maybe Gottler in the middle, but then I noticed that the arm off to the side is to the middle person, and I was like, you got to be like Inspector Gadget arms to get that. And Blaine is the only person to me that fits that bill. And honestly, Bruv was the first person I figured out. Like, it was almost like a no-doubter to me on the far right before all the retweets and stuff like that. So that's what I'm locking in.
Okay. Ven, any outside predictions? Did you see this tweet in the first place of the announcement? Okay. Are you thinking that it's those three or where
are you? Yeah, I think those three are probably the most realistic options.
Okay.
I'd be very curious to see, because I had heard Blaine talking about, like, he's talked a couple times about how he doesn't want to coach next season. He wants to play.
So
does that mean cool. Main roster Blaine?
All right. A9 Crustle Greedent God Blaine. Let's see it. I'd be pretty excited. Okay, so Blaine joining the roster. That leaves two unannounced spots for a new Nouns team. if we all had to make, should we do guesses of where these players are landing? I mean, let's talk about the facts here. Nouns Esports, one of the only organizations working in EU right now, so that therefore means one of the only rosters with a potential paycheck.
To be clear, that guy, that's not confirmed.
Right, no, that's true. Not confirmed. But maybe. So, those last two slots, where do you think? I'm going to say, I think Geese is still on this team. I think Adesu and Geese are a really good combination together. I would be surprised to see those two separate. So I'm going to say Geese. And then I think the fifth slot, I think they might sign Toon. I think Toon Slim could be joining this roster. That's just my opinion.
I mean, it's like Toon, Toon's like the most obvious choice by far. I think he...
It's like free agent pickup kind of vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just like... He showed his skill time and time again on so many different rosters in so many different random-ass tournaments, too. Yep. Like, man can, like, make a goated team out of a box of scraps in a cave by himself.
Mm-hmm.
so if it is him, that'd be great. But I do also think that there's plenty of other options too, so
sure.
It's not like 100% locked in, but it is probably the best guess.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate that compliment. Dude's next. If you were to kind of think of where two other slots on this roster would go, who do you think are the other two spots on Nouns? If it is those three that you mentioned.
Okay, so I'm gonna go. I'm like dropping Cerebro, and I'm like searching the world right now. Right, okay. I'm trying to find the people.
Oh, global? Are we getting imports into the EU? Let's go.
No. I was trying to just make a good analogy here. So I actually think the team needs a leader. I think that's kind of been Noun's in-game problem.
Okay.
The last 2 years, I think the first year they got away with it because they were just better than everyone else. But once everybody caught up, I think they kind of lost in the sauce, and anytime they'd have like a strategy, it seems like they weren't really executing on it. And I actually think if you just talk to them straight up one-on-one, they'd be like, yeah, we'd go in with a plan, and then we would just ice our own plan by just doing our own stuff. I think would be two sick ads is Toon and Zervas.
Okay.
And you put Zervas in behind the wheel. Yeah. Right, you let Zervas control Toon's temper, and then you let the other three, Blaine, Bruv, are both ice, and then you let Adesu be the kind of bridge between the volatility. So that's where my kind of like, if I'm just throwing something at the wall, that's what I would throw.
That would be a team that I would expect to make a Talibobo run. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. Oh, my
except
goodness.
Like even less volatile.
Yeah.
Honestly, like that sounds insane.
That it sounds really good. I will say, I'm never going to predict them because Blaine is going to kill me if I predict their team even once. So Blaine is in fact playing on this roster. I cannot predict them to win because then I'm blamed if they lose or then I'm scapegoated if they win. I really can't choose. But yeah, Talibobo Nouns Fusion would be really, really interesting. I'm interested to see where Utah Megu end up. I mean, Utah Megu is a double duo under that roster too. Doesn't sound bad either. So that would be a lot of interesting stuff happening in EU. Tournaments wise, things have been spinning up again recently. I know Gatley was on a roster that just won the Battle Hub event that happened I think today, like literally today, the single elimination open series event. Pump's been running weeklies constantly. I mean, Pump is the Unite Mics of EU. They're putting out event after event. They're killing it there. But so yeah, EU rolling on. North America's been chock full of some events too, and we had some people in chat asking like who's the top teams right now. We were just talking a little bit before podcast about how it's tough right now because there's only a few teams that have just kind of locked into a roster and are playing every single event with that roster. GT is one of those, but yep. I feel like the teams right now, as I would call them, is kind of whoever Rex brings for a team, whoever JL brings for a team, Spinal, GT, God Squad.
So
and a couple
I think Kratos, JL, Machizel is going to be a core.
That does
right?
seem.
And
that
I think they're playing good with as many people to find who they're going to round out with. Mm-hmm. I think Rex, that's old Aznable, or old Nemesis, right?
Yeah, so he's been playing with Aznable, and then when he can get Trainer out of retirement, he gets Trainer.
Right, so you have like, yeah. So it kind of looks like you have like, you know, like, Rex, almost like Rex Asinable Trainer Yeet seem to be kind of paired up a bit, which I think would be like a crazy squad as well. So there's a lot of, again, just chaos happening, you know, roster mania. But what's interesting about NA, because we've been casting these events, Zoinks, both Mayhem, Battle Hub, all of them, is a lot of people are trying out playing with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And two individuals that I am very interested to see where they land are Muk and Rhino. Because I think Rhino's support game has just transcended. Like, I think they're scratching at the like top supports in NA just with the play we've seen. And the fact that they're doing it on brand new teams every single week is also validating, right? Because there's communication factors that go with being a support player. And then Muk as well has been kind of all over the place, but they have really come into our own, specifically maybe being the first like true Snipeshot Inteleon that is actually worth something in NA, at least since World. So I'm really excited to see where those two land, because I think they've been putting in a lot of work, and I think they'd be a big W for one of these teams. So.
I like that a lot. Ven, how about you? I know you're tapped into a lot of teams that even Dubsax and I don't know too much about. Are there any players specifically that have been playing in tournaments or anything like that or even you've heard rumors about have been kind of popping off? Any newer players in this offseason? I know it's early, but players emerging?
There's one. I cannot remember their name for the life of me. One moment.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. If we need to dig through
like
DMs,
trying to like
I'm
look
sure
through
we'll
my
find
DMs,
somebody. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. I know. Let's see, the major, like the only major team that seems to have mostly stuck together, like almost in their entirety, is GT.
Yeah,
that just is like
I'd throw God Squad into that category as well.
Oh yeah, right. God Squad exists.
Yep. Lotus 8 actually. Signed to a Canadian esports organization. Oh yeah, and YouTube. YouTube's been like primarily sticking together as well.
Yeah, YouTube minus one, minus the good old Chaotic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, YouTube's a tough one because I don't see them participate in tournaments super often. I know they do like bigger ones and ones that are worth cash prizes and stuff, but I haven't seen them in too many opens. But
yeah,
they're looking good.
They look pretty good. I actually kind of like their roster moves more because one of my big criticisms of Phil as a tank always was that he plays like a carry and now he's in a carry role. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Phil Central is going to be sick. I'm excited to see the arc, mostly because I probably am more likely to get Garchomp from them now. So I'm pretty pumped. I am pretty pumped about that possibility. That's going to be sweet. Oh, man. Okay. Vin, do you have any of those players that you were thinking of?
Yeah, no, I can't find them in my DMs right now. I've been like kind of tapped out as a whole, like I said, just kind of focused on doing me. So
yeah, no, it's all
good. I don't have a lot of insight. It'll be nice to look into more tournaments with fresh eyes after the patch.
It'd be sweet. I mean, NA is going to be an interesting region. There's definitely some players that have been showing up. I think Machizel's game has looked really. I think Machizel and Vin. Both of those players. I know they play pretty similar roles, but I think they have both been looking really, really good in the offseason. Metallic is a player that Rex played with in a recent tournament where they won. Metallic looked really good. Granted, I mostly just saw them on Zacian. Their Blastoise also looked solid, but I mean, just like, I don't know, just players I'm keeping an early eye on. So chat, watch out for squads like that. But yeah, so that's kind of the early scenes of the NA season. Now, let's time jump back a little bit and talk about just some more general Unite discourse that has happened since Worlds. So, obviously, it's been a bit of a bleak setting out there. If anybody's been playing ranked, you have been, I doubt you've been having too much fun. Or if you have, you've been creating it yourself, seemingly. It's been tough out there. Mewtwo has lasted an incredibly long time. It is the most overpowered thing I think we've ever seen in the game Unite.
Yes.
I have no shame in that. Ven, we have stats and stuff like that we can bring up at some point, maybe on a future episode or this one. But I know you looked at some of the numbers, and it's not pretty.
Yeah, it's a little, just to put it in perspective, before it's like little slap on the wrist nerf, its worst matchup, like, because thanks to Icarus, he had given the numbers to Math Geek and Evo, and they were the ones who set up the spreadsheets. I'm just looking at them. Before the slap of the wrist nerf, Mewtwo Y's worst matchup was Mewtwo Y.
Of course.
50%. Everything else was below that. After its slap on the wrist nerf, there's two.
Wow.
That have an above 50% win rate against V2Y. That's Blissey, I Wonder Why, and Zacian, surprisingly.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Zacian's been kind of crazy good. It feels like players have been discovering that Pokemon again in recent.
Turns out the character is actually extremely high skill ceiling, and people were just kind of like cruising by because it was so unbelievably broken, and now they're having to like discover how to play the character in order to actually do well on it, and it's still broken.
Yep. And now it's kind of become like a mainstay in the competitive scene. We're definitely seeing it. Prio picked specifically against teams that, you know, have a strong Zacian player. It's even being considered banworthy and stuff. So over Urshifu, just kind of crazy. But yeah, definitely a Pokemon that has been relevant. So that has been interesting. Deuce, thanks. Any general thoughts on Mewtwo, or has the community discourse hit it? Where are we at?
Sorry, I muted my mic. I apologize. Listen, everything that needs to be said about Mewtwo has been said about Mewtwo. What I would really love for our community to do, and this hits home closer to me, closer to Zoinks, you know, Spraggles, those of us that have cast a bunch of events and stuff. The Unite Esports Twitter.
Ah, yes.
Is a social media Twitter. They are phenomenal people that have no control over developers, or in this case, Mewtwo specifically. Please, you don't have to interact with the tweet. You don't have to like every single one. But for the love of God, stop shitting on that Twitter account. It has nothing to do. It has to do with UCS and everything that has to do with UCS and promoting that. Which I think we can all unanimously agree, UCS is the best thing going on about Pokemon Unite from those of us that like the competitive aspect of it. So please don't kill the messenger, right? Like, that's like the perfect adage here. And even the message they're sending is literally just nothing to do with Mewtwo, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I think they've intentionally not it put anything like, about Mewtwo out there.
It is literally just as effective to yell at any one of us as it is to yell at them.
Yeah.
Correct.
Like, it is the same thing. Right. They have no connection. They have the word Pokemon in their Twitter handle.
Yeah.
They are an entirely different section of the company. I don't know who runs the account. I think I might know who it is, but either way, like, that person, no connection to any of the balance team, like not even a connection to the people that have a connection to the balance team. Like, no, like, stop.
Right. So that's my only, like, it's okay to be upset about Mewtwo. Because I am too, right? I think I'm pretty vocal about that. I think we all are. But please direct your criticisms to the right account, which would be the at Pokemon Unite account.
Yeah,
that's the official account for the game.
That one's also fine.
Or Timmy Studios, sure, right? Like, target that appropriately. Yeah. That's all I've got about Mewtwo. I mean, Mewtwo's miserable. It's been terrible. It's been terrible since it came out. There's no surprises there. I think the other thing I'll say that isn't Mewtwo specific, don't write a community letter if you have no intention of following up on it.
Yeah.
And especially do not write a community letter, don't follow up on it, and then go radio silent. That's literally like they constructed the worst possible scenario. And I will say this in a little insider baseball here. I was one of the individuals that suggested to the Pokemon Unite team to write a letter before the release of Mewtwo with the one stipulation that you only write this letter if you know you 100% got Mewtwo correct. Because there's a lot of value in that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can make that letter and then release Mewtwo correctly, I think that would have gone miles for this community and for this competitive game. Yes. I think by releasing the community letter, duffing Mewtwo, trying to make a fix, not doing it as well as it should have been, and then going radio silent, not a great look. Not a great look, and that's tough for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. It's tough for us that love Unite so much and want to see the competitive grow flourish. It's tough for the casual player. It's tough for everyone in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is the other thing I'll say, and that's where I will bookend my conversation about Mewtwo specifically Mewtwo Y, absolute dog water. And that's the thing, if you take away Mewtwo Y, like if you just erase this release, Mewtwo X is still there, and it's still insane.
I don't even think Mewtwo X is the second best Pokemon of the game, by the way.
Oh, it yeah? doesn't, but it's still there, and it's still insane. Like, it's still the problem, you know what I mean? Like, it's still there. Anyways, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, Van, is there any more Mewtwo talk that you would like to jump in on?
I have a feeling that Mewtwo has warped our understanding of the metagame in such a way that even if it's just, like, if the patch is one note and it is, like, we just took all of Mewtwo Y's stats and we just punched it into the ground. If it's just that, the meta will shift drastically. Like, yeah, we have this whole release in Blaziken that every single pro player is convinced is, like, mediocre to trash. And I think they're crazy, by the way. Like, I think that Pokemon is insane.
Really? Interesting.
Yes. But it's because of Mewtwo Y. Like, the matchup is unplayable.
Yes, it is. It is unplayable. So many matchups are. Speaking it as somebody who only really has found fun in this game by running it down on Garchomp for the past 2 months, it is an unplayable matchup, I promise you. It really is. So, yes, we... hopefully, the blockade that Mewtwo Y has created in our metagame can finally be lifted soon. And let's
be honest, Blissey's also like
Blissey is
been 2 years at this point, guys. Yeah. Like, come on, please.
Yeah, the concept of Blissey is crazy because it actually like power creeps out Comfey, which is nuts. Anyway, let's talk about this though. Upcoming this week, we have Mimikyu's release. Another Pokemon being added to the game. It looks cool, but if things remain the same, Mimikyu is going to be DOA. Like, this Pokemon is just dead on arrival that is going to have no impact whatsoever if Mewtwo Y can still exist like this. We are all desperately hoping for a patch to be coming. So let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk patch wish notes. Now, Mewtwo Y, we've already talked in the past about how we want to see it corrected, blah, blah, blah. I think I don't know, I feel like talking about so many broken Pokemon on this podcast. Let's talk about greater things wise. Doopsnax, why don't you give me a nerf and a buff that you want to see to two different Pokemon? What's a Pokemon you want to see buffed in a patch coming up soon? What's a Pokemon you want to see nerfed in a patch coming up soon? Because surely there has to be one soon.
Yeah, nerf, no question, goes to Zacian, and I'm taking Mewtwo Y off the table because that's too free.
Exactly. So nerf
to Zacian, buff to Wigglytuff because I love that character, and I feel like they are just getting outpaced by literally everything else in the supporter class. So yeah. I'll say Wigglytuff.
Okay, cool. I lost to a Wigglytuff on ladder today, and I was upset, but I probably deserved it. Ven, how about you? Buff and a nerf.
Let's see. I want them to delete. I want them to just completely rework Blissey Ultimate. It is so disgusting.
Okay.
It's been disgusting for literally almost 2 years now.
Sure.
That strong entire, like, the rest of the character's kit has to be borderline unusable for the ultimate to be okay, and I don't think that's a fun design.
What if they cut the distance of the ultimate by, like, to, like, a third? Like, you had to already be kind of next to him, you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Yeah, you have to put yourself in harm's way to not...
But, like, just to, like, set it off, like, on the right character.
I like that a lot.
Something like that. Or, like, not give it 50% damage reduction. Maybe that also...
That's absurd. If that you is look a, at the numbers, it's absurd.
It's a big girthy.
It's so like 50% damage. Well, damage redirection, to be fair, on top of, like, the biggest shield in the game is a little silly.
But Umbreon is anyway. So it's fine.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And then for buffs-wise, look. Mamoswine has never been a competitively viable pick during a UCS season. Ever. It was like one of the first defenders added to the game, I think. It was like one of the first three added after launch.
Mamo. Oh yeah, Mamoswine can get gassed at the gills. Actually, it's like one of those dangerous Pokemon, right? Because if you amp it up too much, its CC is so banana lands that it could just be like go from mediocre or like bad to mediocre to like okay, this unplayable garbage. Which I guess if Mewtwo Y is in the place, you need an unplayable garbage defender in the mix. So whatever. I support it. Bring on Mamo. I've got the Beats by Dre Mamo skin, and it's actually the first Pokemon I got a badge on, so let's get it.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm full on board with Mamoboss. That makes a lot of sense to me, Ven. I like that call out. Sky's been playing that Pokemon in tournaments recently quite a bit. They're stacking with Lutano quite often in these tournaments. Looking pretty good. But yeah, maybe it could be better. Could be better for sure. My nerf is going to be to Lapras. I think that Pokemon is still just absurd. I can't stand that Pokemon. I do not like it at all. I think the reasons go with us. I think that passive is one of the most broken passives they've ever given to a Pokemon ever. And I do not like that. If I want to see buffs, I want to see Aegislash buffed a little bit. It already received some, and I think it's okay, but I think that Pokemon could definitely see a little bit more. And I would like just a really cool objective ripper that's got good defense. I think that's great. So
it's one of those Pokemon that, because it's got like that barrier to like wanting to incorporate it into comps of like being slightly harder than the average Pokemon to practice,
yeah,
it will like probably need to be slightly overbuffed for people to start picking it back up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would need a splash level of like, hey, look at me, and then you could start paying attention to it. Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. A Pokemon that could definitely
I do agree. It's a fun Pokemon to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so sick. Unite move, very cool. Fun to say too, as a caster. Ooh, okay. And then a pity pick towards Greninja. I'll always take Greninja buffs whenever you want. Whenever you want to send them, I'll take Greninja buffs. That Pokemon's so absurdly fun. So I'll throw Greninja into that mix as well. Even though I don't think that Pokemon's necessarily bad right now. Like, it seems fine into Double Mage. Here's the funny thing.
Greninja is like bottom five in the Mewtwo Y matchup as far as like statistically goes, and I cannot for the life of me figure out why.
Yeah, it feels like it's a decent matchup in Mewtwo Y.
It's like actually like pretty good, but statistically speaking, it's terrible. I guess it's because Greninja players suck.
It's gotta be
like my best guess, but like that's one of the few Pokemon that actually like burst out Mewtwo Y before it does anything, so I don't know why it's so bad.
Yeah, sure. You get like your two basics into it and a surf, and like you already got like 3/4 of its HP down. Like you're looking pretty good. Well, that's an interesting call out. All right, I'm one tricking Greninja. Thank you for the invitation to ruin all of your ranked games. I'm going in with Greninja. I'm excited. Okay, so those were kind of our wish lists for the game upcoming. I think Mimikyu will be interesting. We've all talked about how we desperately want two bans in the game at least. That would be awesome. That would be a big impact for the competitive game. But who knows? It's quite some time, or at least history would say that it's quite some time until Unite Championship Series will be spinning up, but it's not the only tournament series that is officially sponsored by the Pokemon company. Asia Champions League is going to be coming up very soon again. So Season 2 is happening. That'll be starting next month? November's next month, right? Yes, next month. So in November, the Asia Champions League will be happening. Dupesnax is already kitted. I love it. You're ready to go.
Sick.
Uh-huh, that's awesome.
Another round of Jersey, let's go.
With a LAN finals in Bangkok, Thailand. Deucenex, then, are we getting an Airbnb for the three of us? What's going on? Are we going?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Yep. That's what, maybe just a nice little Unite Mike's watch party. Hey, how about one of those?
Yeah, I'm down for a watch party. I don't think I got the budget for a trip to Thailand.
So. Let's go with one of those.
You can Skype me and I'll be there. I probably will not. But it looks like a really cool event. Obviously, the LAN finals of ACL last year was a really, really hype event. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people were excited about it. It also proved that Zacian needed to be banned for the competitive series. So I wonder if anything else will do that this time around. Now, a cursory glance at the rules, I do believe that this year, I am saying this, I will confirm this next week on the podcast, but I'm quite confident that this time around, emblems are not allowed in this year's ACL.
That is the correct choice.
Yes, I agree. I wonder how long until emblems are removed from our game. We'll find out eventually, I'm sure, but I am not I'm not too sure.
Don't you want your shiny platinum emblem, though, Zoinks?
I mean, yeah.
You know what I want? I want Entei. I've had one bronze Entei since they released that second set. And I have not pulled another one.
Yeah.
Give me more Entei.
I'm sitting at two bronze Ho-Oh, and I am livid.
Oh, that's a rough one, buddy.
It's the worst combination that it could be. Yeah. That is like the most necessary emblem for all the Pokemon I play, and I'm sitting at 2 bronze. Like, it is, oh my goodness, it's aggravating. But you know, I'll recover. But yeah, so ACL upcoming, and we'll be definitely talking about it quite a bit on the podcast. We did a lot of recaps on it when it happened last year in the Open Series that qualified for them. We talked about some of the invited teams, and of course we'll be coming in depth, but I would also love to spin up some watch parties. So if you're paying attention to the Unite Mics channel, Unite Mics Twitter, definitely keep an eye out there. It'll be fun. Maybe DeuceNex and I will even put together some like different commentary reels over it, but they are going to most likely have an English commentary team, so you can watch it live with English commentary as well. Should be some cool spots to take a look at competitive Unite, despite UCS not spinning up quite yet. But yeah, is there anything else that you two wanted to bring up, talk about, anything about the Unite scene competitive wise, anything like that before we close out the show?
The PUCL like event, is that what it was?
The Indian event.
That was so much fun. That was so much fun. And again, because I literally just flashed their jersey, Crowley put together a new team and made it to the finals with 4 players that have like never stepped onto the scene before. I'm just convinced if India anchors just 4 bangers like All Might and stuff around Crowley, yeah, they're going to be able to have a breakout event at UCS this year.
India super team would be hype. Let's get an India super team.
Awesome.
I'm into it.
It would be so much fun. And like, this is all with Crowley playing bot path attacker.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a defender that was so green they only played Trevenant. Now, don't get me wrong, they're schmoving on Trevenant. They're doing a good job and giving the team a real chance. But the fact that like that's how green into the experience they were, and they made it to the finals over some of the players that you would recognize from the UCS, from the World Champions Championships. It's an exciting region to pay attention. I know I'm stitched in a little bit more than most, just, you know, kicked off through a personal relationship, and then you kind of keep track, right? You always keep a finger on the pulse. But that region is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun.
That's really cool.
I'll say. And they're obviously going to be in the ACL, so there you go.
Awesome. Yeah, keep an eye on India for sure. I mean, they've just been going up and up. Had a great performance at Worlds this year, like in terms of, I mean, eye test at the very least, right? Did not make the top 8, but still look really solid. So, yeah, I'm excited to see more from them as they keep charging on the offseason. Ven, how about you? Anything else you'd wanted to jump in before we close out the episode?
Let me think. Not particularly.
Cool.
I guess I'm watching League Worlds. That's spinning up if you're still looking for more MOBA content too on top of Unite.
Yeah.
Dota, TI, Dota, TI.
Dota and TI, true.
That's true. Halo Worlds just happened. All right, sorry. I gotta watch more MOBAs in the off time.
I still have that earmarked to watch because I've heard that it whole event. So I mean, you and I were chatting, was just nasty from top to bottom. So I want to watch that.
Yeah. It was a great event. I'm a Halo kid forever. I'll never really stop liking that game. So big fan. Okay, but I think that's gonna bring us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. If this is your first time, please subscribe to the podcast, drop the 5-star rating, whatever you gotta do on whatever platform you're on. We really, really appreciate it. But you do wanna go follow at Unite Mics on Twitter and the Unite Mics YouTube channel where all this content gets posted, in addition to tournament VODs, VOD reviews we've done in the past, team interviews, all that cool stuff will all be there. You can also watch Doom Snacks for 10 minutes. Eat different Japanese snacks and give them a rating. And guess what? Yeah, they're all dry snacks. It's great. Definitely a video you gotta watch. If you tuned into Underdunk this last week, we played it actually quite a bit while we filled for teams while waiting for time. So it was a really awesome video. Make sure to go check that out. But other than that, I have been Zoinks. They have been Deuce Next Event. This has been Overdunk.
No, I've got one more thing. November 11th, Unite Mics. We've got a 20-hour stream going on. 16-hour stream at minimum. Tune in. Okay. November 11th. 16-hour charity stream, November 11th. Put it in your calendars. November 11th.
Okay.
November 11th. 16 hours minimum. Okay.
16 to 20 hours. We'll figure it out when we get there. Do you know the spots to be? We have a lot of cool stuff planned and fun things as well. I'll leave it at that. Tune in next week, same time, same place, if you want to catch Overdunk. And then next week as well, we'll be casting Underdunk on this same channel. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you all next week. Goodbye.